So Courtney bears it all, and Kim is slammed with yet another lawsuit. Please stay tuned. We are talking all that and more on Kardashians Weekly.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Da-da-da.
What is
we're always off.
Let the buzz begin.
Here we are. I promise you guys, we are not intoxicated. Thank you so much for joining us for Kardashians Weekly. We are so excited to be back yet again with our full panel tonight.
Woo!
Yay!
We are so excited to have everybody in the building. And of course, we are about to spill all that tea.
Yeah.
Sip.
But I'm joined by...
Hi, guys. My name is Shanti.
And
hey y'all, I'm Rachel.
And my boy.
Hey everybody, it's Howard the Third.
And I'm your boy Dakota T. Jones. Thank you for joining us. We are so excited to be back, as I've said before. And let's just kind of dive right on in, because I feel like why just linger around when we have business to discuss.
Business.
Let's get into it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So business. This one I had to kick it off on, okay? So Courtney posted this photo. She's bearing it all. And it features her booty, I would say, quite frankly. And her boyfriend Eunice comments by saying, "That's what you need to show to get likes." Ooh. And do we think he's kidding, or does he not like it when she bears it all for the gram?
I don't think he was kidding.
No?
Do you guys think he was kidding?
I think he was joking. I think it was just a bad, bad joke. But, you know, they probably have something on the inside, a little inside joke here.
Maybe.
I think it was a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, because they obviously spend so much time together and they talk about the content she posts. And so I personally think it was a joke. And I mean, come on, Shanti, you know, sometimes we just got to do it for the gram.
We do have to do it for the gram. You're 100%
so,
right.
But,
I mean, this is her brand, you know,
yeah.
The show, like, the body, the, you know, everything. Like, this is what she does.
Mm-hmm.
So her fans kind of came for Eunice, and he posted a picture of himself in some swim trunks with his nice model body hanging out. And then all of her fans commented on his photo and said, "Is this what you have to do to get likes?"
I love it.
Yeah.
So they kind of returned the shade back at him.
I love that.
Mm. I love it.
I don't know. I don't think it was a joke, you guys. I think it was pretty shady. Because, like, if he was joking, wouldn't he, like, end the comment with a winky face or something?
Right, okay.
Then
yeah.
then
one way to put it.
Then people would be like, oh, but...
It's almost like they were fighting or something and he just threw that up.
For sure.
Or unless... I mean, here's the photo of him. Unless for some reason you're thinking...
Ow!
Like, what do you think? Do you think that... I don't know. I feel like, why would he put out this comment so publicly if it wasn't a joke? I feel like he could have sent her a text or something.
We have to also remember his age and how he is a lot younger than Courtney. Mm. And so his take on things are maybe not the most mature things to do. And with his time, he's 23, right? Am I right?
24
very
like
young
that.
Age, a lot younger than her. And so, you know, he might have a little bit more sarcasm to him and especially... I think it was a joke, and I think that's just their play. They spend so much time together that I wouldn't be surprised if he, in my head is like, do you think he told her that he would be commenting on that? You know how, like, sometimes, like, I mean, for me, like, my girlfriends and I will be like, I'm gonna post this. Is this good to post? They'll be like, yeah, and, like, they're first to comment on it to make it, you know, fun. Mm-hmm. I'm wondering if he did the same, like, okay, yeah, I'll comment on it. But this is what I'm going to comment on.
Maybe.
The thing is that, like, comments like this on Instagram are written in pen on the internet, not pencil.
True.
Like, you can't erase it once it happens. I think that they were in a fight, and I think that he commented on it, and unfortunately he can't delete it. I wonder if he has deleted it.
He can delete it, but there's screenshots.
Right, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Like, people will still know that he said it, but I don't know. I think it was Shade Day.
Oh, say about.
Shady.
I like how celebrities... comment on other, or like couples, celebrity couples comment on each other's photos. I think it's so adorable and like, you know, just like even just a couple emojis or, you know, I think it's so cute. But I don't see Travis commenting and liking on much of Kylie's stuff.
Yeah.
And he made that very clear in the GQ interview he had, because he doesn't even know what Kylie Cosmetics is all about. He doesn't even know what kind of makeup. You know, he only knows what a palette was compared to what other makeup Kylie Cosmetics has to offer. So they were actually on the cover of GQ, first couple photo shoot. And my gosh, those are some hot pics, let me tell ya.
For a while, I was wondering, like, okay, like, is she in anything? Because, like, the silhouette makes it look like she's just, like, naked on his leg.
I know.
Leg.
Is she naked?
But, like, I looked closely, and she's got something on.
Yeah, I think it's a onesie.
It's like a bodysuit. Yeah,
it's a bodysuit.
And he gets to be in, like, fully clothed, you know, not even showing his ankles, and she's gonna be all, like...
I like, you know what I like about this picture? I like that you can see one Kylie's scar, which shows like her imperfections. And also you can kind of see some stretch marks on her.
Really? Where?
Which, if you look close enough, they're on her legs and her butt area. Mm-hmm. And that just shows that, A, they didn't Photoshop everything out, which I appreciate. And B, that she's still has imperfections like the rest of us. Mm-hmm. She's not perfect. And I kind of like that.
I thought it was a cute little photo. I mean, I'm happy for them. It's about time they do more couple things, because I just sometimes, I don't know. Like, I need that couple vibe from them. Like, you had a baby now, so I need to see you everywhere. You need to be doing it big for me. Treat me like Kim and Kanye, how they're just all over the place. Mm-hmm. Let's do this, Kylie. Step it up.
Apparently, they don't live together. Like, they still live separately, which I think is... I mean, I guess it's good that they're taking it slow, but also you have a kid together, so, like, taking it slow, that there's kinda no really chance for that, exactly. You know?
I kind of like that they don't live together, though.
Yeah,
I think
it's nice.
They both need their own space. Like, Travis is probably always on the road. Kylie's, you know, doing her makeup thing. I like that. Mm-hmm. Come over, though. See my baby.
I mean, I'm just very traditional. I mean, Dakota, you are, too. You and I both. But it's like, I'm just, you know, a lot of people out there might be asking, well, when is the ring coming along, too, with the baby, you know? So I feel like those are a lot of questions people are asking. When are they going to get married? And, you know, living together, that is, you know, a proposal situation as well. So I'm glad they're taking their time, but at the same time, they definitely kind of rushed into things at the very beginning. So we'll see. But obviously they don't live together because he doesn't even know Kylie's dog's name. And in the interview with GQ, Kylie asked if he knew her dog's names, and he could only guess Norman out of all four dogs.
That's crazy.
Wow.
I think we have a video.
I think, we have a clip here.
Yes.
I don't really call you a nickname.
Yeah. You just call him baby. Or daddy sometimes.
What's my astrological sign?
Leo.
You're a Taurus.
I don't even know shit about that. So.
Stormy's an Aquarius.
Okay.
Oh, that's so funny.
Speaking of Leos, it's Leo season right now, so and her birthday is right around the corner. Yes. Kylie's about to be 21.
That's insane.
Wow. She can drink.
She has been, I'm
sure. I know. She can drink legally.
Yeah, but what did you guys think of this clip? Obviously, it didn't show all the questions, but like you said, there was a clip where he couldn't even name past one of her dogs.
Mm-hmm. This worries me.
Yeah.
It worries me, too. After this interview, like, I can see the chemistry they have, but not to the full extent. I mean, I just, like, do they really know each other?
No.
They still have some growing to do as a couple.
Yeah. I watched the whole 12-minute interview. I took a lot of time out of my day to do that, and it was just, like, cringeworthy. Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, Travis has a grill in, so kind of talks like this.
Yeah.
I can't really speak.
Sometimes you call me daddy.
And I was like, ugh, this is so weird. And then, like, he didn't know her dog's names. He only knew one of them out of four. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Which, like, my baby daddy better know my dog's name, okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
And
he also forgot Chris and Bruce's real names. It was Kristen and William. That's their actual name, Bruce and Chris. And he couldn't guess that either.
I wouldn't have known that.
Yeah. No?
But,
Chris, I would have. But
Chris is really Kristen. In the interview, she goes, we just had a conversation about this last week.
Yeah.
We just talked about this.
See, that's the thing is, it makes me think that, like, he's not paying attention. Like, he's just having a fun time, but it's nothing serious. And it's like, you guys got a baby now. So, I mean, if you're not going to take it seriously, like, as a couple, that's fine. But, like, let's not play for the cameras like we're this happy couple that knows everything about each other, because it's very obvious that he doesn't even want to pay attention to what your dog's names are. That's a red flag, Kylie. I love you with all my heart, but that is a red flag.
I wonder what he calls the dogs when he's over there. Like,
hey, you.
Dogs?
Hey, come
here, little boy.
I don't think he's playing with the dogs, Howard.
I don't think he is.
The dogs are in there, though.
So every question that she asks him, he's like guessing. He's like,
yeah, like really throwing himself out there.
Now, I don't think it's bad that he didn't know the makeup stuff, because lots of guys don't know makeup. Like lots of guys don't know what palettes are. Like, that's whatever. The and the astrological sign. Okay, I'll give you a break on that. But everything else,
I don't know. If that you have is a baby with that somebody, is her company, though. Yes. Piggybacking off that, that is her company. Kylie's Cosmetics is her brand. Mm-hmm. If my man needs to know what I'm selling, mm-hmm. I feel like, okay, yeah, you might not know right now, but you're gonna know, and I want you to know what I'm kind of like, the new, you know, this new Stormy
yeah.
lip kits and whatnot. You know, Stormy, I just lip kits. Remember there's so much, like, she's about to, as we've talked about, she is, you know, $1 million away from being a billionaire, mm-hmm. and so I feel like he should know what kind of product she's selling, makeup or not.
I just don't get the deal with him. I'm sorry, he's just like, I don't find him that attractive, but look.
Someone
aside,
had to say it first, and yes, I agree to that. Oh my gosh, this was not a flattering interview. He just did not look too good.
Looks aside, course, looks aren't everything, but then have like a very charming personality and be like cute and quirky. But like, there was none of that. It was just
nothing.
I don't know. What do these people see in these rappers? I don't get it.
Maybe it's stuff behind the scenes.
I don't know.
No? Behind the scenes,
he looked really high, in my opinion.
Hmm.
Sure, he was.
I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily want that type of person to be helping raise my baby. You know what I'm saying? Like, if he is high or not, but like,
yeah.
Let's be real. They're having a lot of help.
Of course.
I know. And I don't want to bag on this because I really only wish the best for Kylie. You guys know she's like one of my favorites, but I'm not really seeing the chemistry. I think it's very forced and I feel like it's very like, maybe she's fine with it, but like, he just doesn't seem like a very likable / loving / remembering person.
Ooh, I did hear some gossip. I heard that he is trying to get... Okay, sorry. I have, like, the craziest gossip, but it's always interesting to throw it out there. But I heard that he's, like, not that into it, and she just kind of spoils him with, like, cash, money, cars, all that shit. Excuse me. and also, like, the same kind of thing happened with Tyga. Like, he was kind of over it, and she was trying to, like, pull him in, and I don't know if that's true, but it would make sense.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Hmm. Well, one thing that we should be pulling in is our After Buzzers who are listening to us and watching us, of course. Our network producers after shows for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas, reality TV, sci-fi, and more, there is no network that works harder for you guys than we do. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one of our channels here, our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channel, YouTube will suggest content that's tailored, made for you, and will help you AfterBuzz continue to grow. Woo, got a little tongue-tied. I'm just so excited. And because you're worried about pesky notifications, don't be, because they're optional. Yes, that's right. So hit that subscribe button down below for this channel, and check out some of our other AfterBuzz YouTube channels as well, like Growing Up Hip Hop. We have Florida Bama Shore, Teen Mom. Everything you need to know is right here on our channel. Let us know in the comments below what you guys think, and that you guys subscribe, and we'll shout you out on air. For now, thanks for being some of the best friends that we can ever ask for here at AfterBuzz TV, ESPN of TV Talk.
Amen.
Yes, got a little touch. Yeah. I'm so excited for you guys.
He's like, let me just tell you about it all.
Oh, I just wanted to just word bomb it.
Yes, I totally get it. But I did want to take the attention off of Kylie for a while, go to Chloe. Obviously, we've been talking about her and Tristan for a long time now, but according to a family friend, Lisa Stanley, she says that Chloe and Tristan are, quote, definitely 1,000% working through couples therapy. I think that's good to hear. Howard, you have a little tea on the subject.
Well, I saw on the gram that Kylie was like, who is Lisa Stanley? Like, she doesn't even know who this person is.
Kylie said that?
Oh, sorry. Chloe said that. But I was like, this makes sense. Like, what if these people don't, like, what if they don't even know who these people are? Like, they say, oh, a source. And Chloe's like, who's a source? Like,
and it's a family friend, and exactly. She doesn't even know who they are.
Yeah. So by her calling it out, is she saying that they're not in couples therapy?
Probably not, like, saying this is a lie, because they don't even know who this friend is.
I'm sure that they're in couples therapy, but I think that she's just saying, like, well, calling I don't even know who source. Lisa is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think she's trying to just be like, all these people and all these sources you guys have. It's like, I would only assume that the only reason or way that it could work is if they did do couples therapy, so mm-hmm. I'm sure they are. I think that mm-hmm. Chloe's just upset that yet another family friend is coming out of the woodwork trying to tell everyone about their business. That's what I think.
It'd be hard to have so many people talk about you and your family and your drama behind your back when it's your personal business, you know?
Crazy stuff.
Yeah.
But moving on to Kim, our dear Kim Kardashian, it has officially been 2 years since she outed Taylor Swift and that famous phone call. If you guys remember, Kanye West was writing his song Famous, and he called Taylor Swift to get her approval of putting him in her song, and the whole thing was recorded. And then when the song came out, Taylor, of course, denied having any part in it or saying that they could, you know, use her name. And that is when all the drama happened. So
yep.
It's been 2 years since that.
I can see, I mean, not like open old wounds. I can see both sides. Okay, really quick synopsis. Obviously, Taylor could have been like, you know what? Yes, I heard parts of the songs, but I never know that he was going to call me a biatch, mm-hmm. right? Because that's the whole line that upset mm-hmm. her. Don't
right.
refer to me as like a derogatory term. Mm-hmm. Then Kim saying, well, she agreed to everything. It's all here on tape.
Right.
But like, okay, but where's the part that upset her? Like, they mentioned nothing about that term being used. So They're both at fault. Taylor could have been a little bit more upfront and been like, yes, I had a phone call, but they didn't say this.
Yeah.
And then Taylor or Kim could have been like, okay, I can kind of see why she's upset about that word being used, but she did approve everything else. You know, they both were being pretty catty and pretty, like, catfight towards each other. I see both of their sides.
Well, also when Taylor came out and was like, I didn't approve this, like, she didn't mention the phone call at all.
Probably
like, none
she
of us
was,
knew
like,
about that.
Revengeful.
Right? Yeah. So then when Kim came out with a phone call, like, hey, you actually knew about this prior, that was when it was a big shocker.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just happy that Taylor is making money off of this. I mean, we see on her concert, she brings out that big old
snake.
Exactly. So go ahead, girl. This is a joke to her now. She's like, I'm still going to write about you, and even more, I'm going to make money off of you like you make money off of me.
There you go.
So,
yeah, she's really made the snake like a... I don't know what to call it.
A staple.
She's really made it a staple in her life, and I kind of like it.
I like it too.
She took control of the narrative.
Way to turn a negative into a positive, kind of.
Exactly.
I love it.
Even though it's still kind of negative.
I live for it.
Yeah, I feel like she's just kind of really evolved. Taylor has really evolved.
It's almost like she's shed a layer of skin. Like a snake would.
Oh my gosh.
You know how there's like the old Kanye, new Kanye? I definitely feel like there's an old and new Taylor.
The old Taylor can't come to the phone right now. Why?
Because she's dead. Because
she's dead.
She's
dead.
No, I'm so here for the whole thing. I love her.
I'm here for the whole thing.
I love both of them, but it's hard to choose sides.
Yeah.
I like both of them too.
Yes. And now, well, so Kylie's birthday is right around the corner, and a birthday that Kendall just got done celebrating was Ben Simmons.
Ooh.
Over the weekend, Kylie and Ben Simmons were celebrating his birthday, and she did a little bit of cuddling up with him. So I feel like, I don't know, this looks pretty exclusive to me. You know, this is, you know, it's his birthday, she's at his party, and it's a little intimate. So we have a video to show y'all.
Happy birthday.
Oh, that takes a
bit.
Okay, so like I do think that she was at the end kind of like cuddling up to him a little bit, mm-hmm. but it did look
I'll
like
be Ben,
whenever...
you be Kendall.
Yeah, I'll be Kendall?
Yeah.
So she was like, whenever the cameras came out, she kind of backed away.
I did.
And she was kind of over here, and then whenever she thought, okay, the song's over, then she was like, oh, let me look and see what's going on with the cake over here, but she was kind of leaned into him.
Mm-hmm.
I think, don't you saw the pull away.
Right? Yeah, I noticed that when the camera was on, she kind of backed off, but the fact that she is sitting right next to him,
mm-hmm.
you know, you always, you know, the birthday boy or girl always wants their significant others to be right next to them.
Right.
Yeah.
Aw, I wish I had a significant
so
other.
So I know they aren't official as the people say, you know, these days, but
yeah.
I think they're definitely talking. I bet he definitely had his birthday sex.
Oh.
So I think they're together.
Okay.
I think they are.
Yeah, they're
for
definitely
show.
Together. Well,
Howard, cool us off after that comment. Come on.
Let's cool it off with a little spray here, some fragrance.
Ooh.
So Kim just released 3 new of her Kimoji themed fragrances, Peach, Cherry, and Vibes. She did her whole little promo for it. For the peach one, she had it like on the side of her hip on her Instagram, and it was like mostly of her booty. Mm-hmm. But you know, you got the whole feel of it. And then I don't think she really did anything for Cherry or Vibes, but...
What does Vibe smell like, may I ask?
I don't know. Exactly. But
you can get them at her pop-up shop.
Which closes soon. I think the 27th. Yeah, the 27th. Yeah. We should have all gone.
We
Come
really
on.
Should have gone.
I actually was just in Century City Mall and I saw it. But it wasn't open
wow.
yet.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, it was before. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh, I just had to say. Yeah. I think it's crazy that Kim Kardashian releases fragrances and people buy them and they sell out without ever smelling
the fragrance.
What they smell yeah, like.
It's the brand.
True. That is absolutely bonkers to me. Like, can you imagine buying something and not knowing how it smells?
Not only
fragrance
that,
wise,
spending like $60.
Yeah, exactly. It's not cheap.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, I don't. It's like putting all this trust in her brand,
especially the crystal ones, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, those sold out. I wish she would put it in her like in a magazine or something.
Yeah.
Like, give us one of those.
But she doesn't need to.
Yeah,
she
doesn't
need
to.
That's the point.
That's
she doesn't
very
need
true.
To.
They save so much money on advertisements because just their name alone is the advertisement.
Yes. They don't need to. Yeah.
Do you remember a long time ago how she got like a million a minute off of the Kimoji app?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Apparently, the word on the street is that these Kimoji fragrances that she released made like a million a minute.
That's what I'm sure. I heard she made five million within an hour or something like that. I don't know if that's
really?
True, but yeah, 5 million
in an
she
hour.
She probably sold 5 million.
Maybe.
I don't know, because remember last time she made like 15 million off of some. Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I can't keep track of how rich she is. Okay.
She makes money.
I know.
But she may be losing some of that money because this fragrance Vibes, as you can see here, she sued for quote unquote copying marketing company's Vibes logo. Do you think these people are just trying to get some coin from
this?
Yeah,
what is this marketing logo? Nobody knows what it is. Please, give me a break.
That's very true.
Isn't it kind of like Cricut or like one of those like off-brand cell phones?
They look a little similar. It's kind of like a whole like Walmart thing where you see like the brand and then great value.
Yeah.
Well, you know it's the same, but the logo's kind of off.
Yeah.
Low-key, that's what it looks like. Hers looks like, okay, the real thing. And then Vibes, it's like, okay, I'm at Walmart. You know, let me save a few coins. So, maybe, Kim, we might have to get you for a great value.
The font is completely different. Sure. I think it's because of more of, like,
the word bubble,
exactly. But it's like, come on, you can put some, you know, Microsoft Word bubble and put Vibes in it. And it's, you know, it's like...
it's not that creative.
Yeah.
And I feel like she's had that sort of font for a while now with her,
Kimoji. So why now?
It's not coming, like, out of the blue.
Yeah. Maybe it's because now it's more like they're making money off of their... Like, before it was, like, a part of the package. Like, oh, Kimojis, it's just one of those little ones in there.
Mm-hmm.
But then now that they're profiting off of selling the thing that says Vibes itself... Maybe that's where they're like red flag, but I think they're just trying to get some money because anyone could come up with putting a word in a word bubble.
Mm-hmm. It's just like, it's everything else. It's like when people make money, there's always going to be people that come after them to try to get money and be like, you copied me. Like, it's just because they're a successful brand. Like, they're always going to have these people. Like the Lumi phone case thing. Like, and like Kylie's Cosmetics, people said that she copied other makeup bloggers. And it's just, there's always going to be that there because... it's hard to be original in this world. Like,
it really
you
is.
Always are copying somebody, and that's kind of the way it is.
That is very true. But you know that I've got to let you guys know about these new Yeezys, right? Every week I've been having this little segment because I just can't get enough. So Kim recently posted some snaps, basically giving you guys a sneak peek at some of the upcoming Yeezys that do not have a release date yet. In this video, you'll see about, like, I want to say, like, two separate styles that we have not really been introduced to yet. One of them's a 350. One of them's, like, an rendition of like the Wave Runner 700s, but these are some different color patterns. This shows like a little bit of like mesh on part of it, which would be hard for cleaning, I would imagine, but check out this video. See the mesh? And then these are the other new ones. Those.
Those are the new ones.
Those are going to be coming out sometime within
the
next year.
Those look like Walmart shoes.
Exactly.
Like,
they're Skechers.
What?
They're literally
Skechers. Yeah, like Skechers.
You seem so disappointed.
And how much are those going for?
Oh,
like, for like $800?
Those, I think, are
$300. Oh, my gosh.
Ridiculous.
You can go to Coachella for them.
Exactly.
No, you can't even
go
to Coachella with that money.
You can't.
What did you guys think of the first one, the 350s that had, like, that little panel of mesh? What did you think?
You know, I'm still not here for it. Still not. I thought it was just a basic shoe. Like, I'm not spending $300 for that. I'm okay. Sorry.
The $350 you'll only pay like $240 after taxes.
I give you $130 if that. Okay. And what a coupon, and he's come down to $110.
You have to pay me to get those shoes. You have to pay me to wear those, okay?
You guys are just don't appreciate
how are your
it.
Shoes doing?
They're doing great.
Yeah,
they're
dirty.
Yeah. Like the tip of them, like where you push, like to go gas or brake. Mm-hmm. That part was getting a little black.
You need to go gas or brake. Are they electric shoes?
No, just like, you know, like when you're pushing it on your car. You know, like
you've only been wearing them like to and from your car.
No, I've been wearing them like out, like here and there, if I know that I'm not going to get them dirty. But the bottom of them have gotten a little bit dirty, so I took like a rag and just washed that off, and we're good.
Do you wash them every time you take them off?
A little bit, just a little bit.
Feel like you gotta. Those are some pricey shoes.
Sure. I know. But
those are actually cute, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, the ones you have.
I actually like those.
Do you guys like the zebras? The ones that came out a long time ago. They're like zebra stripes with like the white bottoms. Have you seen those?
We don't like any of them.
Those I want next. Those I want next.
How many times do we have to tell you?
I know you guys are like,
but we're supporting you, Dakota.
We support you and your tennis shoe. Yeah. Venture.
Thank you. Well, if you guys are watching right now and you love Yeezys or hate them, please comment below so I know if I'm alone or if I'm not alone, because I would love to know what you guys think of the new ones coming out. But let's go on to our next segment called Gram Glam.
Gram Glam.
Which I am obsessed with, and we love bringing you guys the best, the hottest photos of the week from all the girls. So we're going to start off with Kim.
Oh,
what do y'all think?
She looks great.
When I saw this photo, it looks Photoshopped to me. Just
really?
Her waist looks Photoshopped. So? I would like to hope it's not, and that she's doing everything. You know, she's eating well, working out. But she just looks so unproportional to me.
Yeah, like, her legs look way elongated. Keep in mind, Kim is, like, 5'2 or 5'4.
Oh,
she's
small.
Really small and short. So the fact that her legs, I mean, it just could be, like, an illusion type thing. But her legs just look way longer than
I
would think that they would be.
She's doing it. You remember on Top Model, they did it with the short girl, so they'd look tall. No?
Yeah, no, but we learned that Photoshop is very prevalent with these people, so
that's so crazy, though. Yeah.
She's glowing.
Honestly, the coloring of the photo could be a little bit better, though.
Because it's a little bit like she needs to sharpen it or something, or like bring some of the color out of, because she's kind of looking a little blurry and in the background a little bit. She needs to kind of sharpen that up. A good Facetune or like Aviary app would work, but
or just like a color pop. Like the sky could be bluer, the trees could be greener, the grass could be green. Like
throw the whole photo away.
I like kidding. It.
I think
she
looks great.
She looks good. Duh.
The next is our girl Courtney, looking like her face has been beat
by makeup by Ariel. I bet.
Probably.
For sure.
She looks glowing, though, right? She really does look glowing.
She does.
That's what Ariel does.
She's aging so well.
Right?
She looks dewy, right? Just very
I love the dewy look.
Dewy.
She is just great. Flawless.
But
flawless.
Speaking of flawless, check out Kylie.
Oh,
featuring
girl.
Him. Which takes the photo down.
I feel like
you
ruined the picture.
Yeah. It takes the photo down a good, like, 5 notches.
Like,
but
wait.
Because the only reason why he's on the cover of GQ is because of her.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, that's what is kind of annoying to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was their first couple photo shoot.
I wonder if he, like, fell asleep in the chair after, like, giving all of his answers that wore him out. And then they're like, Kylie, just get close to him real quick. Because he looks like he's sleeping. Get close to him. Yeah. Pretend like it's intimate.
I feel like this is not the best photo from this spread.
No.
From the magazine spread.
I feel like
spread.
I'm hating.
It's not a good. This,
it's
this
okay.
Not
it's
best.
Okay to hate a little bit, Dakota.
Okay.
Yeah, you can have your opinion.
I mean,
it
that's
doesn't
true.
Have to be butterflies and roses for everything.
All the time. Yeah, I know Dakota's always, you know, positive on all
I'm
of Kylie's
trying
stuff,
to,
but
good grief.
Still a good photo, not the best.
I just hope she stays alert and keep pushing forward, and I hope he doesn't bring her down.
Alert.
That's my
alert.
Just, you know, just or just aware. Just I just don't want him bringing her down.
Mm-hmm. You don't want her to settle.
Correct.
And we think she's settling right now?
Well, I think, you know, she just had a baby with him and that they're trying to make this stuff work.
Yep.
But hey, at least he isn't cheating on her. And so
that
we gotta give,
of.
Like, a huge props to him that he's
that
being faithful as, yeah,
as
far
as
we
know. Because Tristan was faithful as far as we knew.
Until
he wasn't. You feel me?
Yeah. But I feel like I don't think he's dumb. Like, because of the whole Tristan scandal, I think he's been aware and
definitely.
You know he's
woke.
Yep, he's perfect definition. I think he is awoken. He is woke. to just know, like, hey, mind your P's and Q's, because everyone is watching.
Kris Jenner will come after you. Yeah. And let's talk about Kendall. Let's talk about Kendall. This is all love.
Yeah. Yeah. I can't.
What do you can about
her? She's just so hot, and I can't. Okay. I can't do it. I can't.
Shanti's got a lady crush.
I do. She is so hot.
She is.
Wow.
Okay, let's go to the next one. Chloe.
Which, Mama Chloe.
If you zoom in like the last time, it's very prevalent that it has been.
Stop it, Dakota. It has not.
What do you think has been photoshopped?
So last week we had
a Photoshop tutorial.
A Photoshop tutorial from a man who shall not be named because he asked to not be named because he doesn't want any flack for calling her out. Yes, so we can't say his name or her name. We don't know if it was a guy or a girl. And basically, he zoomed in and like showed us all the areas that were photoshopped and how it's very easy to like clip and like overlay and like shrink down, and like it was crazy. And it was so true, because the way he showed us, he circled like 20 different areas that have been brought in and like shaved, and like the background was messed up.
I think the easiest way you can tell is if you zoom into certain parts of a picture and it's like pixelated around certain areas. That's how you can tell if it's photoshopped.
Yeah, or there's like a background added in. Like last week it was like trees. And so then like there's a thin layer that's like blurry trees that don't match the other trees that were like put in behind where the cut areas were. I did zoom in and I sent it to said person. I was like, do your magic. And we'll see if he comes back with the...
This photo is not Photoshopped, Dakota.
Oh my gosh.
Why do you live in like a fantasy Disneyland where like Photoshop does not exist?
I believe they do Photoshop on some of them, but I just don't believe Chloe is doing it on this one or the one that he did last time. Oh,
get out of town.
I don't believe this is Chloe. Chloe with the filter. All she does is
Photoshop filter.
A little filter there, brighten it up, you know.
Howard, I will show you the facts later. I will show you. I will zoom in. We're gonna work this out. But you can't be living in the dark anymore. We got to bring you to the light.
Nope.
Yeah, but I will say I live by Kendrick Lamar's quote, and you know, show me, you know, no more Photoshop. Show me the ass with the stretch marks. I like that quote. I thought go Kendrick. Yes, show me something natural. Like ass with the stretch.
Okay, you guys, obviously we love all these girls, and we have to choose, though, which is our favorite photo of the week. Starting with you, Howard, give us a name.
So my favorite, it's a tough one, but I think I'm going to go with Kendall. Kendall was slaying for me.
I really thought you were going to go with Chloe.
I was going to go with Chloe. I do love her, but Kendall to me was just slaying, like beyond slaying.
Slay.
Absolutely.
I'm going with Kendall too. Ooh, she's looking so good.
Yep.
I'm going with Kendall. The fact that you can look like a model and you're just chilling in like a bathroom and you can look like that is not fair, people. It's crazy. Not fair.
Yeah. And I'm gonna change it up. Just kidding, Kendall. She was amazing. Kendall. Like, I think hands down it just has to be her this week.
Yeah.
Kendall.
She's like
Courtney was my runner up, though. I will say that. Courtney was my runner up.
I agree.
And I think, what do you guys think for runner-up?
Well, backing off Kendall, she actually just updated her Instagram profile picture to a fan edit. I saw on her story that a fan edited one of her pictures just like that, in that setting, and she put that as her profile picture. Aww, like, that's so sweet. Nice.
That is so cute. That's awesome. We always love hearing what you guys think, so please let us know in the comments below who you think wins this week. But before we go, we got to check in with our... with our Twitter poll.
Yes, our Twitter poll.
Which is what, Rachel?
And so, this week I asked, do you like Kylie with or without the lip injections? You know, because that's the hot gossip right now. Ooh. She just got rid of her injections. And the poll is 50-50.
What?
This is a tie. This is the first time we've had an equal amount tied.
That's insane.
So... All right.
What do you guys think? I love that she took them out, because I think, like, just, you know, it's showing a different side of her, so one that we hadn't seen in a while.
Mm-hmm. I do like it, too. Someone put it in a good way. I was listening to a podcast, and they were saying that they're rebranding her to more of, like, not necessarily, like, mom, but, like, kind of.
Natural.
I mean, natural. Mm-hmm. And I'm here for it. I love it. I think that if she inspires people to get less lip fillers, that's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like that. Oh, sorry.
No, what do you think?
I feel like that too. Like 50-50. I like her without them, but I like her with them because she's already built the brand behind them. Mm-hmm. But with her taking them out, I'm like, okay, she still looks cute, you know?
Yeah. Of course.
I love the natural look, just like you said. I mean, every year we're evolving and we're changing. And, you know, exactly, Kylie's a mom now, and she's going for the more natural look. I feel like she's not wearing as much intense makeup anymore, not as much eyelashes, and just kind of...
Natural.
Natural. I think she's great. Beautiful.
Yeah. Definitely.
Beautiful.
Sure. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you guys so much for joining. I did want to give Lawrence a shout-out, who's in the chat. Thank you for talking
Lawrence,
with us.
We Yay. Love you.
We love
thanks
you.
Thanks for watching.
Yeah, thanks for always watching, and we appreciate everybody. Thank you again. And where can everyone find you on social media?
Thank you guys so much for watching. You can find me on Instagram at @Shanti_Christina.
And I'm Rachel Robillard. Y'all can find me all over social media at @Rach_Robillard.
You can find me, Howard the Third, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Howard the Third. And, of course, my website, HowardTheThird.com.
And you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. Thanks again, Lawrence, for watching. And in the meantime, we will keep up with you later.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals. The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.